This is Daniel Schmertz. Happy Pillow Fight Day and welcome to the Student Entrepreneur Podcast. Today you're going to hear the interview we had with Daniel Henne, an electronic engineering major from Ghana. And he's a freelancer on Fiverr. Fiverr is one of the biggest freelancing platforms in the world right now. So what is freelancing, or who is a freelancer?
A freelancer or freelance worker is a term commonly used for a person who is self-employed and is not necessarily committed to a particular employer long term. Should I keep going?
No, Siri, thank you. I think we get it. So yes, if you're a freelancer, you work for yourself, right? But you don't work with a company, and you work on different projects as you see fit or that you get, and you're committed for a certain period of time. So Daniel's specialty is 3D work, and he does 3D designs, 3D modeling, and that's his specialty. So he does freelancing work in that line. So enough for me, let's hear from Daniel himself.
I'm Daniel Henne, electrical engineering student from Kano State, Power Engineering University, and I'm a freelance 3D designer.
Right, freelance 3D designer. Do you have some hobbies? Like shopping, maybe? People have, when people tell me that you like good clothes, good shoes.
Yeah, I think they can say so too.
Do you have any other hobbies? What do you do in your free time? Oh, you don't have free time?
I don't do much. Maybe because there's not much free time.
There's not much free time. So how did you get into freelance?
That was like, say, 3 years ago, I think, when we first came to Russia, and I was then learning 3D design at first. So there was this Arab guy I met. He was my classmate for the language course in Voronezh. So he saw me one day doing some 3D designs, and he was saying, "Wow, I can make money with that," because he was into web development. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he introduced me to one site, but that was a different site altogether. So it was from that information that I managed to find out that there are other platforms where you can make money.
All right, let's go back a bit. How did you get into 3D design?
Yeah, for 3D design, it started when I spent almost one whole year in university in Ghana. So I met one guy over there. He was there also. We had a group, basically people who were into building stuff, these electronics and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this guy was a friend of mine, but he was much older than me then. He was working on his final year project, and the device he was building, he had designed it in 3D in Blender. Mm-hmm. Back then. So I saw it and I was amazed, and I asked him a lot of questions about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I finally downloaded the program and began to watch tutorials on YouTube. Initially, it was just for my personal projects. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got into it, you just learned tutorials, you didn't have like a teacher who used to teach you or anything, you just went for tutorials on YouTube and just tried to experiment and learn, or yeah. How did you do it?
Yeah, it was basically, I never had anybody like in person who would teach me. I didn't know any aside that guy, and even the year that, that was just some few months, or let me say, just a month before I was leaving that university, because that was when I was still working on the scholarship. Mm-hmm. So if I had stayed in that university for London, I would have that guy to be teaching me those stuff, but I left. Okay. That was then when the scholarship opportunity came for us to come, so I left. So it was only through YouTube I could access those information, and of late, most of those information, how to do anything on YouTube, people spend time to teach on YouTube a lot of late.
Wow, okay, so you learn, you get into 3D, then you get a scholarship, you come to Russia, and then somebody sees the 3D design work you're doing, and they tell you, you can actually earn money for this.
Yeah.
Before, you are doing it as a passion because it's something that you liked.
Yeah.
So, do you remember the platform you started on initially?
Mm. Okay, so the website the guy told me was, it's called 99 Designs. Mm-hmm. And I think even to today, that's the toughest freelance site I've ever seen. Basically, the guy
top
who's,
or the toughest?
Is that the toughest? Yeah, the toughest.
Ah, toughest. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, the guy who needs something to be done comes there and he posts that, I want this to be done. Mm-hmm. So the designers will bid, you do the design, and then you post it, then he will rate your work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like a contest. You've not gotten any assurance that the person will give you the job, but mm-hmm. you are doing it. So if you spend the whole night building probably if it was a logo he demanded, if you spend the whole night designing a logo and at the end of the day your logo doesn't get accepted,
you just lose out on time and...
Yeah, you lose out on time and everything. So that's a very... In my opinion, a very bad business model for freelancers. So it didn't work for me over there. I left.
So how did you find the next one, and which one did you move to next?
I recently realized I have an account on almost all the freelancing platforms subconsciously. Anyone that after I got very much into Fiverr, I wanted to diversify to other platforms too and see what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened this site, I tried to create a new account. They tell me your email is already, the email already exists in our system. You know, mm-hmm. So initially I tried with, there's one called People Per App.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another site. Then I tried Fiverr too, then there was, I tried Freelancer, I tried Upwork too. Yeah.
So in all the ones you've tried, which one do you, has really worked for you? Which one has stand out to be the best?
Yeah, I think Fiverr's model works best for me.
How does Fiverr work? How does one get into Fiverr? Like, if it's new, yeah. Like you, when you got into the first, like, how do you really get into it?
I think God actually, I think God has a plan for everybody. What Fiverr worked for me, it may not work for somebody else. My roommate, for instance, is also into freelancing. He's also started on Fiverr.
Mm-hmm.
But he tends to work more on freelancer mode. I mean, that's what works best for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think things work differently for people. But for me, Fiverr works best because with 3D design and the way their model is, any work you do... get displayed on your portfolio, and they have this kind of ranking system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the difference between Fiverr and the other ones is that on Fiverr, you create that, I do this, or I'll do this for this amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the buyer comes and he looks at the what you say you do and if it's what he wants, and he goes further to look at your profile and some other examples of that thing
mm-hmm.
that you have done. But on the other platforms, the seller will rather come and post that he needs this to be done.
Ah, so people post work.
Then you'll be bidding based on your ratings and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So you write a proposal and all that. But on Fiverr, the guy who needs something to be done will rather write you that, hey, I need this thing to be done for me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it? Then you accept it. Me, I found that one to be more convincing than, because on the other platforms, the guy posts a job. Yeah, a lot of freelancers. So the bigger ones will continue to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you post a job and this very high top ranking guy comes, he has everything, he has done a lot of work, and he says he'll do it, and one new guy also comes claiming he will do that. It's very difficult for the new guys to have opportunity.
Yeah. All right. So is it easy to get on Fiverr? You get on, you sign up, and you just set up your profile and just go.
Yeah, for signing up on Fiverr, it's just like any just like social media or any other website that you need to sign up. The sign up is not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your details you put in, and for because you're receiving payments, so that's a different thing. But that's in the secondary market. You need to set up your payments, so how you're going to receive your money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get any job done.
Mm-hmm. All right, so some of the questions our listeners really want to know. Well, first of all, how long have you been working on Fiverr? And second, I'm going to just give three questions at once. How long have you been working on Fiverr? Are you making any good money? I personally know you're a big guy. I know that. But our people don't know, so I'll just let you say it yourself. And then the third question is, what What has been your, let's call it your motto? What has helped you? You know, if you've had some success, that's why we're interviewing you. So, what has helped you be able to make money and have results on this platform in this work?
Okay, so I think I'll start with your last question rather. Within my ranking 3D mobile lane, I've kind of achieved some success over the. Initially, I would think I must say first of all that I was kind of blessed to be in that position at that time, because when I signed up for 3D printing, my gig is I design stuff to be 3D printed. So God put me in that position at that time that it was not a platform or area which has been exploited that much. My gig was kind of the only one or very new over there. Yeah, so I got to know one guy from the UK wanted to start up a 3D printing company. So in that case, he would be ordering stuff. It was very consistent. And you see the way I said Fiverr work, the more you work, the more you climb up the ladder. Yeah. So that guy was ordering stuff consistently every day, and it really boosted my...
Because you are consistently delivering.
Yeah, delivering every day, and he leaves a very nice review. And I must also say that, that was not long after I'd really been quite good in the 3D design that I've learned. So I was quite enthusiastic about it. Even I was willing to do jobs probably for very little money. It was not for the money. That was what I'm trying to say. Initially, it was not for the money specifically. So I was able to work from my heart. Your clients will definitely notice that when you just wrap up the work and you give it to them, they will notice. And when you put in the work, because you really like what you do now, they will notice. And yeah, your ratings really matter. Because when people come and they need something, they go and they check. What kind of, what was the recent person you worked with? What was his experience with you? They take all those things into consideration.
So you're saying Survivor is a freelance platform where anybody with work they can do online, remotely, in a freelance model, they can patronize it and make use of it.
Yeah, but also people advise that on Fiverr, apart from its blessings, the things that you can do quickly and easily, and that won't stress you much. Because from my experience, the more you climb up, the Fiverr begin to put your gig on the first page. When people search, Fiverr will put your gig on the first page. People will be contacting you consistently. Yeah, but and if it's not something you can really do quickly and deliver it well, you get stuck at a point.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So, another question. How have you managed to balance? Because you're still doing electrical engineering, right?
Yeah.
So, how have you been able to balance all this work and school?
Yeah, I don't know for other people, but I would say from my experience here studying in Russia, it's quite different from the system in Africa, in the sense that... it's based on your day-to-day performance that your teacher knows. So at the end of the exam, it's not just looking at what you've written, but he knows your performance doing. So sometimes it's just about just showing up. Yeah. You have an order to deliver, but maybe you can schedule things in such a way that you are not missing the class. Yeah. So even if you are supposed to read that night before, and so that to prepare you for the next class and you are not able to read, that shouldn't be much of a problem to prevent you from going to class the other time. Just show up. Make it general that you are serious, you are still coming to class. But what wouldn't work is because of what the work you are doing, at least in my case, you stay here every day, and then probably you are even reading. At the end of the semester, you show up to write your exam because you know. From my experience, the Russian system doesn't work that way. You know, in Africa, where we are coming from, you just... At the end of the day, all you need to is you just need to write the paper.
Yeah, that's right, the exam, yeah.
Yeah, but over here, they give, I don't know, for the university, they give you balance, they listen to your performance, doing practical classes and all that. So that one helps. I think that one helps. And I'm also lucky to have my classmates. So sometimes there are certain things he will pay more attention to, and he does well in reminding me of some of the assignments to be done and all that. So yeah, I'm also grateful for that. But without someone like that, it would be kind of difficult.
So this is one of the biggest questions personally even me I want to know. If you just to give us a rough estimate, right? 2017, right?
Yeah.
In dollar amounts, how much did you make? Just a rough, don't give us the exact, because if you give us exact we may get too scared and weak. So just give us a rough estimate, right? In the freelance work, how much time have you invested in it, and how much return on that investment in terms of dollar amounts did you make?
For time, it takes a lot of my time now, and I must say it's almost consistently, and you're always working on the go. But with the money aspect,
just give us a rough estimate. 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000.
Yeah, for the work, kind of the way I'm into, you can make close, like, let's say in a year you can make close to 9,000 to 15,000.
Wow. For a student, I mean that's okay money. I mean that's money that somebody can at least not starve. So another question, what resources do you use that have helped you become better? Well, you've mentioned YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So are there any other resources or some equipment? What equipment do you use in 3D design? In your journey, what have you found out to be like the best software, the best equipment, the best places to get learning resources?
Yeah, I would say if anybody wants to go into 3D design, one, the computer is very important. You can't be stingy with the laptop and expect to do good work. The laptop needs to be very powerful, because at a point in time you'll be running a lot of software simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Blender, initially I was using Blender, and that one is not that heavy, but there are other.
So Blender is a software.
Yeah, Blender is a software for 3D, and it's open source.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it very good for anybody who wants to start. You don't need to invest any money. And also there's this software Fusion 360.
Mm-hmm. Fusion.
That one is also, you can have it free for students. So I think of it, software is more accessible,
mm-hmm.
especially with most of Autodesk. So when you sign up as a student, they give them for free for a year, for 4 years of study.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm using those for laptop, and also.
So what type of computer do you use?
I use a MacBook.
Which MacBook? Which year?
2016
late 2016,
yeah,
with the touch bar.
Mm-hmm.
wow that's powerful. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I won't ask you about your iPhone X. I will not do that.
That one doesn't help in freelancing.
No, does it help to easily, quickly and clearly receive orders?
No.
Reply customers, customer relations.
Any phone that can install WhatsApp can do freelancing.
Wow. So what are some of the experiences you've had with clients? Some of the good, you've mentioned clients that give a lot of work and then give good reviews, right? That's some of the good experiences. Have you had some bad experiences with clients in the freelance world?
Yeah, that's one thing I learned quite quickly. You know, it's important, usually, especially when you've achieved some kind of good ratings, most of the clients will like you, because when they come and they see you have a good rating, they will like you to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you've understood it or not, they really want to impose it on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's wise to not just accept work and at the end of the day disappoint them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to
take your time. Because when you disappoint, your rating goes down.
Yeah, your rating definitely goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best to make sure that you've understood what the client wants, ask all the questions. So if you do that, your work becomes easier.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Go ahead, yeah, you're on the same page, but in as much sometimes you will still not be on the same page with the client you think you are, but at the end of the day, so if the client is not one who is very nice, they can really be, they can really worry you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some will write a negative feedback, and those things can worry you.
Wow. Okay. What about learning resources? Where can some, apart from YouTube, is there any other place somebody would like to enter 3D design?
Yeah. Of late, is there any other platform? There are paid services like Udemy, but I don't think those you really need to go that far. Because especially for 3D design, almost any software, Blender, a lot of tutorials from beginner. I recently wanted my little sister to, because she did arts, she wanted to do 3D design too. So I was downloading some tutorials for her, and almost like structured tutorials were free on YouTube. You can download them. Yes, yeah, structured basics with steps and everything. So because the YouTube is now monetized, so the person is not really learning and all, taking his time to structure tutorials for people. Yeah, so but if you really, you can also get courses on Udemy. Sometimes they are free, but usually they sell them for like $10 or so. You can get it from them, but basically YouTube should be okay for you. It's not only 3D design, but any graphic design, programming, you can store all the needed resources on YouTube, I think, at least for the basics.
So another question, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, maybe order, because we have different people who listen to this podcast who do so many different things. But if somebody wanted to order a 3D design from you or take a look at your work, do you take any work outside of Fiverr?
Yeah, I do a lot.
And wow, that's why you're busy anyway. So, and then do you have a place where, then outside of Fiverr, where somebody can come and take a look at some of the things you do? Maybe Instagram or Facebook or somewhere, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, but I've not posted in a while. But I recently rebuilt my website, henna.com. Yeah, you can see some of the things that I do over there.
Okay, so, and then from there, they can contact you and you see if you can work something out.
Yeah.
All right, so...
You can contact me through the website.
Yeah. Wow, wow. Big guy. So, last question.
Boss.
Last question. Yeah. How much of everything you're doing now and accomplishing now and even plan to do, how much of that is hard work, right? And how much of that is just luck?
In terms of percentage, right? I would say luck plays very little role. Let's say 20 to 30%, but that's even that one is being at the right place at the right time doing what you are supposed to do. That's what I would even call luck. But yeah, even as Christians, we should still position ourselves and make sure that you have the right skills. Because if I'm here and I have things or skills I intend to acquire to get me where I want to be, finally, that I don't have those skills yet. So if somebody or that I look up to get in contact with me right now and tells me that, oh, I'd like to give you this job, I mean, it's a skill I have not acquired. I can't say I'm lucky in that case. You get it. But if I had acquired that skill, then I'm saying, wow, I'm lucky. Yeah, that's when you say in quotes, I'm lucky. So I think it's more of your preparation. And preparation is hard work. You need to put in the work. Yeah, you sacrifice some sleep and some things.
I had a rumor that you sleep for 7 minutes a day. Is that true?
that's not true. Maybe some time ago, but I've worn down a bit.
Wow. So give some last advice, some last words of wisdom for somebody who would like to either enter into the freelance world in general or specifically into the 3D design world. And
From a 3D design world, or maybe most freelancing, you know, all along we've not talked about challenges that are associated with this. But if you do freelancing a lot, you know, freelance world is about people getting you to do, paying you to do the things they want you to do. So, for instance, if you are doing 3D design, if you are lucky and you are able to receive jobs which will challenge you to learn more, then in that case, you improve your skills. But if you get comfortable and you keep taking the orders that fit your skills, then you are not growing. So one challenge with freelancing is when you start making money, you may feel comfortable and you won't advance your skills and learn, and that would be dangerous, because by the time you realize you'll be left behind. Yeah, whatever field you were in, people would have passed you. So there should be a balance. Uh-huh. I find that that's what I would say. Whether you are in school or because at the end of the day, it's people that will pay you to do things, and you also have plans that you wish to accomplish.
Uh-huh.
And the money you are getting won't do it for you. You need to get something done for yourself. Uh-huh. So that's one balance that is very important to have. Get some projects of your own done and not just receive others and push people around. I think that's it.
Wow. Daniel Henne, Wizzy Dizzy, King of 3D, the Ghanaian King of 3D.
Oh, no.
We have to give you
there's
this.
There's a lot to be done.
Yeah, I mean, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful interview.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
Part two, I know I told you in the beginning that part two of this interview is going to be a live video, so people should look out for that.
Yeah.
A live 3D freelance with the king, Ghanaian king of 3D.
The boss. But you are still the boss. You are still the boss.
All right, thank you very much.
And that's a wrap. Hey, we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook and we're on Twitter. So follow us over there. We post a lot of interesting things, a lot of motivational things, a lot of very helpful tips and tools. All of it is free, so just feel free to make use of it. Happy Pillow Fighting Day for all of you guys who use your valuable time to fight with pillows. Today is your day. Enjoy it. Remember, every week we post episodes for you to enjoy, to get motivated, to get inspired to work and have a better life. Everything Daniel talked about in his interview can be found on our website www.studententrepreneur.com/06. So, until next time, I'm Daniel Smertz for the Student Entrepreneur Podcast.